This is Ozarks at Large. Candy Lee has a timeless voice. Her soon-to-be-released CD, The Gate, sounds as if it could have been recorded in any of the last several decades. There are jazz influences and tinges of folk in Tin Pan Alley. This is the song Follow Your Bliss from that upcoming CD.
I want to sleep under the shade tree. Don't want to be bothered by anybody. I want to talk and talk to the flowers for hours and hours and hours. And I want to laugh like a child.
Candy Lee will release the new album Thursday, August 26th, with a live show at the Smoke and Barrel in Fayetteville. She'll perform with her band, The Sweets. Bobby Daniel and the Bright and Early Band will open the show. Candy Lee moved to Northwest Arkansas from Florida a few years ago, and her music, she says, has benefited from that move. This week, we invited Candy Lee to come to our studio. She says she comes from a family that loves music and loves playing music.
My grandmother still plays music to this day. She's in something called the Cookie Band with her and her, retirement home buddies. But yeah, my grandmother started it off. My mom has been singing around me since I was really little. And I was kind of just brought up on old musicals, a lot of stuff people haven't really heard of. And yeah, I think it's been a good influence in my life.
So that eclectic mix might have contributed to what is sort of an eclectic sound.
Yeah, I would say so.
When did you start, when did you make the transition from singing around yourself, as you said it, to actually wanting to have people in front of you watching you while you played?
Well, I guess I've always kind of been in chorus, and I've kind of always written little songs to myself. It's just kind of always been something that I've wanted to do. And then I actually started off doing music with my husband David. We used to have a band called 50 Cent Trade, and that was before I could play guitar, and so I just kind of sang and let him play everything, and he sang too, and it was interesting.
How old were you when you started to learn the guitar?
I've been playing guitar for about 3 years now, so not too long.
Does knowing how to play the guitar help with songwriting?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, I would say a lot of the songs that I write actually start off with chord progressions that I'll come across while practicing, and yeah, it definitely helps a lot. Gives me a lot more direction and more focus than I used to have when I would just jot down words on paper, you know.
If you put the guitar in your hand and you start strumming and you start playing around, does one thing lead to another sometimes?
A lot of times, yeah. Just kind of,
know. Doodling?
The music writes itself most of the time. I'll doodle around, and sometimes I'll get I kind of write my lyrics as I go along. I write the melodies as I find the chords. And so sometimes I'll just find like a set of lyrics that sound really catchy, and I'll stick with that. And then I'll kind of write everything else around that. So it's kind of different in different songs, whether it starts with lyrics or guitar or, you know, something I just thought up in the shower or whatever.
Do you write? I mean, when you're just working or driving? Or?
Yeah. One of my songs, actually the first song on the album, is called Blue Skies, and I wrote that kind of to windshield wipers. As I was in the car one day, I was like, oh, man, stuck in traffic. Windshield wipers are going. I'm going to write a song. So there's a little windshield wipers on that first track.
Actual windshield wipers?
There is a cloud above my head, above my head. It is not white, orange, or red. These blacks and grays.
Let me ask you about Spider Song, too. Mm-hmm. That's the first song I heard. And I think it's a song that bears listening more than once, because the first time you hear it, it's catchy and it's fun, and then you listen to it, there's a lot more going on lyrically there than...
There is. There's actually a story behind this song. When I lived in Florida, before I came here, I worked in the restaurant business, and I still do, but we had a rat problem,
And this is at the restaurant in Florida, not the one you
right,
work at here.
Right, not the one that I work at here. And but yeah, we had a rat problem, and they made a little nest in the glass dish rack, and I kind of saw them killed, and it just shook me. and I've kind of always been kind of an animal lover, animal activist. I'm a vegan, and so it really shook me, and I ended up crying in front of all my my coworkers, and so they kind of made fun of me for it for a couple of days, and it just really hurt my feelings that that we've just become so displaced that non-human life just doesn't mean anything anymore. My boss said, you know, oh, wrong place, wrong time for the rat. And I just thought that that was just really unfortunate. And so that really shook me. And so I started writing the spider song, kind of keeping that in mind. And it's got a lot of levels to the song. It has the little, you know, animal rights activist thing. But then it has also a just a kind of a prejudice issue as well. Because there's the deal with not valuing non-human life, but then there's also making fun of that person who actually does value it. And so there's that. And then at the end of the song, it goes into this little part where the girl has the dream. And I actually did have a dream the night after the rat incident. And where I'm from, there's a lot of hurricanes. And so I had this dream that there was this hurricane, and there's the shelter up on the top of this hill. And all the people are running to the shelter, and there's all these animals just kind of running about, not really knowing what to do, chaos. And so I'm trying to scoop up as many as I can and take them to the shelter, and I'm, like, calling people to help me, and nobody wants to help me. And so then I woke up, and I decided that I need to write a song.
Your guitar case is here.
I do.
I trust your guitar is inside of it.
It is.
Would you mind playing something?
I surely will do that.
All right.
Well, I guess since we've talked about the spider song, I might as well play that one. Climbs down the wall. I know I love him most of all. Of all the people in this room, where he ended up, how he got here, he doesn't know. He kinda just goes with the flow of food and shelter. So it goes, are the only things he needs. And I hope nobody finds him there, minding his own affairs. Cause he's got fangs, 8 eyes and legs, drinks blood and spins webs. And we don't do well with those different from ourselves. And we don't give a chance to utter we don't understand. No, we don't. No, we don't. The spider in a glass to spare him from the bumbling mass of people who would smash a thing so delicate and sweet. For being in their conquered space, they're sanitized and put in place. I had to leave without a trace to set the creature free. But when I got back inside, they must have seen me, cause I could have cried when they laughed at my ass. To save the little spider's life. Cause we don't do well with those different from ourselves. And we don't give a chance to utter we don't understand. No, we don't. No, we don't. Thank you. resurrect. I was mortified, and so I tried to hide, but they were colorblind. So I got to keep my head. Then a spider came and carried me away on his web of magic thread. To the moon we fled and watched all the little ants who were people who just didn't understand.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It takes a little bit of courage to write a song that personal.
It does.
And then, you know, put it out for people to hear.
Yeah. I think that it's important, though. I kind of think that with being given the microphone, it's kind of your responsibility to put your opinions out there and to try and reach people. I think music and art are one of the most powerful tools that we have as humans to communicate with other people. And so I don't know, it's difficult in one way because you're afraid of being judged and you're afraid of being shot down in your ideas and everything. But I don't know, it's just something I feel that I need to do.
Tell me about the sweets.
Sweets are great. I started playing with Jennifer Graham first. My friend Steven was having a going away party, and he kind of assembled this little band just for that little party because he really wanted to play too some of my tunes, and he plays trumpet. And so his name is Steven Koger, actually. Hi, Steven. And so he put me and Jennifer together, and we just kind of clicked and hit it off, and we were like, hey, let's do this. Let's do the band. And turns out she's a really good singer as well. She's a great bass player and a great singer. And so then we just got a drummer. Dan Dean plays the djembe and the snare sometimes. And Emily Jenkins sings backup vocals. And Warren Dietzel, when he can, he's in a lot of other bands as well, but when he can, he plays really great mandolin.
If you look at your list on your MySpace page or your Facebook page, mm-hmm. people you like to listen to, it's mm-hmm. a wide variety. And I'm wondering, you know, if it's someone like the Flaming Lips, mm-hmm. who no one will mistake you for Wayne Coyne, or vice versa. But can listening to someone like the Flaming Lips help you write or inspire you?
Yeah, I think I feel inspired by everybody that I really listen to a lot. And it's kind of evident, like, who I'm listening to at the time when I'm writing what song. I listened to a lot of Devendra Banhart for a long time, and he does that real, like, folksy, kind of almost gypsy kind of music. And that's when I wrote the Spider Song and Sweet Music and the real, like, swanky kind of, like, old-timey kind of tunes. And then there's, like, the Fiona Apple influence, the jazz and all that. So, yeah, it definitely... I can see even now my style has changed depending on who I listen to. Yeah, for sure.
Did you ever go through a Billie Holiday phase?
Billie Holiday. I've never, like, really, really gotten into her, but there was a time when I listened to some Billie Holiday, and I love her voice and the way that that she sings things with just so much passion and so much soul. And I try to emulate that a little bit, I think.
I think there is some of that. Do you mind playing one more song?
Yeah, sure. She walked out of the garden. She felt afraid. She felt desire. But first, she felt she was alone. was disconnected from the source from which our life flows. Ah, ooh. Illusions of duality create separate forms. She walked down, down to the river, where she looked in, saw her own reflection, and then she fell in love. She was disconnected from the source from which her life flows. Ah, ooh. Illusions of duality create separate forms. Me and you, right and wrong, man and nature, man and God. She walked down to the valley to pick some flowers for her watery love. And when the darkness of night fell upon the earth, she heard mystical howls, and the wolves, they came and chased her away. Da 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 da. She ran far from the scene, in circles, so it seemed, out of sight and out of mind. And when she came to raise her head, she looked up at the gate, the gate, the gate to the garden, impenetrable as it was. She knew the secret. She shed her skin and she walked back in. Oh, all is impermanent. Oh, all is without a self. When she was back in the garden, she was no longer afraid. She felt no more desire. She was one with everything. When she was back in the garden, she was no longer afraid. She felt no more desire. She was one with everything.
The Gate comes out the 26th.
Yes.
The show that night starts at 8.
It does.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you so much for having me.
Candy Lee's new CD, The Gate, will be released on August 26th. That's a Thursday night. There will be a live show at the Smoke and Barrel in Fayetteville. There's more from her visit to our studio online at OzarksAtLarge.com.